Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I can barely hear you, but this is Violet Arnoldi in Greenville, Illinois. And I happened to get on my charge card to see, I noticed my balance wasn't right. And I asked this girl what this was, and she said it was from joining a club. And I said, I didn't join no club. And she said it was something about 9, 10, something about it. I paid shipping, handling, or something on some ice maker or something. And then on 12/13, I was charged at $39.99.
Alrighty.
I haven't even been here, honey. I'm 71 years old. I have an ice maker in my ice box. I've been accompanying my daughter because she just passed away. I mean, I haven't even been here.
Okay. Well, that's understandable. Yes.
What phone number have you got on that thing? Let me tell you what my phone number is. Don't you have to have phone number on there?
The phone number we have is 618-660-3024.
Honey, mine is 618-314-0398.
Okay. And your first and last name along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Mine's Violet, V-I-O-L-E-T, Arnoldi, A-R-N-O-L-D-Y.
Alrighty. And that billing address?
Is 1300 Blue, B-L-U-E, Greenville, 62246. This ain't the first time I've ever got things put online. God. But there wasn't nobody even here.
And you said Blue Street, correct?
B-L-U-E, yes.
All righty. Ooh, phew. Still here.
I said this is what? T-R-A-D-I-T-O-N-A-L something, M-A-Z-I-N-G, A-P-P something.
So, yes, ma'am, reviewing this profile, it does show that there was a contest that was enrolled into to win that ice maker for the shipping and handling charge of $7.95. Do you recall of entering a contest, winning an ice maker, maybe?
No, I don't enter contests, honey. I'm 71 years old.
Okay, because someone in your household?
Honey, it's just me here.
Alrighty, so we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device or provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. If these are charges that you've made and just do not care to pay, then this could result into a fraudulent fine. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready, and it will take 3 to 5 business days for the funding to fall back into your account.
No, that would be on both of them, honey, because that says on 910 it said $7.95.
Yes, yeah, that's for both charges.
Okay, I'll put it on this front one here because I got it really on my tab here. Okay.
Alrighty, so that's going to be C like Charlie.
C, okay.
Then that's going to be 263.
263.
250.
250.
781.
781.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reference number or the cancellation?
Yes, that's the cancellation confirmation, confirming that you did call in to get this profile canceled today.
All right, confirmation. Yeah, I was sitting here again trying to get my stuff around for barrels and everything else, and I'm looking at my credit card, and I'm like, what is this? So I had to call it because we don't get statements. Well, I'll have to call my person anyway, my credit card, and tell them anyway.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to call first and find out from you all to make sure, because it was $7.99, and then on the 13th, That's why I didn't understand. There was another charge on 13th that had a different name. This one said new products, and the other one said that traditionals or something for $39.95. Because I get charged 95 cents on my credit card when they're done on that.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Well, you're situated with us.
Pardon me, honey?
I was expressing that you're situated on our end. Just do allow it 3 to 5 business days for your refund.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. You have a good day.
Same to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't know what the hell will be on there.